Thank you and good afternoon. Sheriff's deputies and CHP officers responded to a residence in the 1500 block of Maple Hills Road in Miranda early Wednesday morning after a man reported he had been threatened by another man armed with a handgun and that shots had been fired. When officers reached the scene, they contacted the victim, who said that he and his roommate, 59-year-old Gregory Moreno, had gotten into an argument in the living room. Moreno then allegedly pulled out a handgun, pointed it at the head of the victim, and threatened to kill him while the victim begged for his life. Moreno then allegedly fired a shot into the floor of the room and pointed the weapon at the victim again, lowered it, and fired another round into the floor while asking the victim why he should not kill him. A third roommate, a 57-year-old woman, was awakened and entered the room and separated the two men, allowing the victim to escape and call 911. Moreno was later arrested at the residence without incident and booked into jail. Deputies interviewed the second roommate, and her story corroborated the victim's story. The Eureka Police Department issued a press release today announcing that two of the people featured on their most wanted list have been arrested. Officers arrested 27-year-old Sarah Lott after a traffic stop on G Street, and she was booked on felony warrants on Tuesday. Officers also arrested 26-year-old Duncan Devine at an apartment on California Street on Tuesday after receiving a tip he was at the location. Devine fled on foot and was taken into custody near Ingley and Harris Streets. He was booked for outstanding warrants. The sheriff's office is investigating the theft of more than 140,000 gallons of water from a summer home in Shelter Cove. A woman from Napa called the sheriff's office on the 19th to report that she had been contacted by the Shelter Cove Water Company, that water usage at the house was abnormal. The water company was asked to check the house for leaks or breaks in the pipes, as well as to check to see if the water meter was working properly, and all was in good working order. The property owner reported that between August 28th and July 29th, more than 140,000 gallons of water had been stolen from their home, and an investigation was opened. A deputy interviewed a neighbor who reported seeing a water truck in the area, and the water district had received reports of other water theft incidents, but nothing to this extent. The stolen water is worth more than $1,500, and anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. A sheriff's deputy on patrol near Spurl Creek Road in Garberville around midnight on Tuesday conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle being driven by 42-year-old Anthony Coutain of Concord, California. The deputy reported smelling the strong odor of marijuana coming from the vehicle, and Coutain told the deputy he had some marijuana in a pipe, which he handed over. The deputy then searched the vehicle and found a black duffel bag that contained about 21 pounds of processed marijuana. Coutain was arrested for possession and possession for sale, as well as for driving without a license. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. If you have followed the news regarding the county general plan update with any regularity, you'll be familiar with the eye roll that can accompany a question regarding the status of the GPU. Supervisor Rex Bone knows that eye roll well. The work on the update has been going on for over a decade, and despite some rosy outlooks, it will still be a few years before it's completed.
You know, I keep hearing it's, you know, we're close to being done, and I, you know, realization is by the time we do, you know, do the final check and the spell checks and the you know, the fine tuning and the mapping, we're probably 2 to 4 years away of getting it done. You know, you can blow smoke and say, hey, we're almost done with this. We're not.
Bone has answers for those who claim that the process is taking too long or how come our county can't finish the job like other counties in the state.
Some are taking darn near as long as we are. Some aren't putting as much time and effort. I mean, you know, I call it the diversity element. We have a very, very diverse community that is very set in our ways, and they all want it to be a certain way.
Bone also pointed out that despite the fact that the general plan work is unfinished, it's not like we've been wandering around in the dark.
I don't want to put anything in there that would create a situation where we hinder economic development. We're still working off the old plan, but there is the overhang of what we do pass. I think the economic non-boom we've been suffering the 6 years has been aiding us to move this along.
There will be more meetings, more public outreach, and more news about the GPU before it's completed. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.